This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have Dr. Vicki Barlow. She is an event organizer for International Overdose Awareness Day. She's also a retired psychologist. On August 31st, that is the official International Overdose Awareness Day, there will be an event at Vieira Regional Community Center. That's at 2300 Judge Fran Jameson Way in Melbourne. It runs from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There will be speakers. And I guess we'd start out by telling folks a little bit why it's important to recognize overdose awareness and the epidemic as it continues to grow here in the United States.
Well, the purpose of Overdose Awareness Day is to make people aware that there is an epidemic. It's a tremendous epidemic, and it's around the world. Our children are dying every day. The estimates go from 78 to 146 a day. The other purpose of this is to remove the stigma. Science tells us now that there are abnormalities with the brain. There are genes that make one more prone to addiction. And with opium, they start taking that, and their brain chemistry changes. So these are not scumbags. There are children, there are parents, there are siblings. They're people that we love. They're good people. And that's important to know. Several mothers have offered to come and share their stories about their children that they lost. I lost my son March 22nd. He died from a fentanyl-laced overdose of heroin. And I'm doing this to make meaning of my grief and to help the community. It's a sad situation. There are treatments now that are available, but when we had an economic crisis, the agencies were shut down, hospital wings were shut down. Finding treatment is extremely difficult. Mental health agencies and hospitals were closed, so that now prisons are taking over substance abuse and mental health, and it's wrong. People need treatment, not jail. Dr. Nancy Nordyke Shelley, who's a coordinator for Justice for All, will speak at this event about these issues. So we want people to know and possibly do whatever they can to help to change this situation, and we want to remove the stigma.
And when we speak of overdose, oftentimes that's affiliated with drugs, but there's addictive behaviors in many different substance abuses. And we have Phil Stasek, the president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. Your organization is also helping to promote this event.
Yeah, the Space Coast Progressive Alliance does a lot of things for our community, but you know, we're here to support Dr. Barlow in this event. And I have a personal spin on it myself. My father was an alcoholic. I grew up in an alcoholic family, and I watched him die as a result of his addiction to alcohol. Alcohol addiction, of course, is the number one addiction across our planet. But you know what? It doesn't matter whether it's drugs or alcohol or whatever. The opportunity for folks that are facing this challenge, folks that are families that are facing this challenge, should get together, come to this event. The International Overdose Awareness Day is for us. It's a chance to get together, talk about what's happening, talk about what can be done to fix it. So please come on out and join us.
Once again, the International Overdose Awareness Day, August 31st at Vieira Regional Community Center. It happens from 6:30 to 8:30, free and open to the public. And if you have questions about the event and you would like to talk to someone, you can call 321-241-4107. Thank you so much for coming in. We hope that we can bring light to this serious issue.
Thank you for having us.
And you're welcome, Terry. It's great to be here.